Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Tuesday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is June 9th, 2020, and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful, warm city of Atlanta. This evening, we are bringing back the founder of the phenomenal girls group, Hope, and we'll be talking to her whenever she calls in. We're also going to bring back Mae Benitez. If you all were listening on last evening, you know that we talked about a show on voting. So Mae is definitely going to bring us up to date and give us some of her observations about what happened today in Georgia. So stay tuned. Of course, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway?, I always like to answer that question. At the beginning of the show, etiquette is just simply a rules of behavior, a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word, meaning tic, later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And who we have to thank for that, it is Charles I and II. Because what they did is they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So I applaud Charles I. Okay, once again, since we had a few technical difficulties on last week when we had Ella on, we invited her to come back on, but while we're waiting on her to call in, I want to go to Mae, and we're going to talk to Mae. We had our election in Georgia, so I want to just talk to Mae for a little bit about what were some of the observations that she knew, and I'll share mine as well. Mae, are you there?
I am. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, happy Tuesday to you.
Likewise.
Wonderful. Listen, so I know I went out to vote this morning. I was there before 7 a.m., and I am just pleased to say that I had no problem. I mean, I stood in line when I got there, and it was no problem. But I understand that is not the case for Metro Atlanta. What did you hear?
Basically, what you just said, major concerns dealing with voting today as it relates to our Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. I understand a lot of the concerns are voiced at him, some of the things that were not in place properly had to do with the machines weren't working, no paper ballot, the lines were at least 3+ hours, even as we are speaking, people are waiting in line. It rained in Atlanta today, Metro Atlanta today, and people stood in line in the rain, in the sun, over that period of time. And it's really sad that that happened.
Wow.
So to make it a little better, the polls will stay open until 9 p.m. tonight. It will not close at 7.
Oh, that's great, because they know they've had
yes.
so many issues, so they are going to extend the time to, you know,
that's,
to allow the voters. Yeah. Well, that's the plus
right.
sign, I guess. But I hope that everybody certainly does remain in line and not to really become too overly frustrated or upset, but to go ahead and just stick to the plan of you making sure that you do cast your vote by any means. So I'm glad they have extended that time. And so that's wonderful.
Know, I'm not too sure if it's all locations, so I need to retract that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you aren't too sure if your location is being extended, there's a number that you can call to inquire about that. And let me see if I can put my hands on that number. Let's see if I have it right here. Yes, I do. Is 1-866-687-8683. Let me repeat that. That number again is 1-866-687-8683. And they are also having an investigation going on as why this is happening, mainly in the black areas, if they are for sure.
Well, I tell you
so
what, I hope they get all of this, that they get to the bottom of this, I'm hoping. And I'm going to thank you so much, May, for that update. I'm going to see if I can reach out to Miss Ella, who is the founder of a phenomenal girls group home. Let me see if we may have her. Thank you so much, May, for that update, okay? I certainly appreciate it.
You're
and if
welcome.
If you all missed the show last night, all of our shows are archived. Feel free to go back and take a listen to that show. I know that all of the additional states, you have different times to vote. So it was great information that was given last night and shared regarding the election nationwide, so you can still go back and listen to that show. So thanks again, May. I appreciate you.
And
I'll be calling you back for additional updates, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see if this might be Ella. Let's see. Hello? What is that again anyway?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yeah, you hear me?
Okay. Is this Ella?
Yes, it is.
Well, wonderful. All right, everyone.
I made it through.
Ella. I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad. But we had an opportunity to get an update on voting. Did you have an opportunity to vote today, or did you vote prior to today?
No, I didn't get an opportunity to vote, because I'm glad she said something about it, because I'm like, because we didn't register where we live at, we have to go to the old address.
Now we
actually found that out yesterday, that we have to go to the old place to vote, because that's
okay.
where we voted at last time.
Well, you're going to have time to do that. We're going to make this show short because everyone, we actually are bringing her back because we had a few difficulties on last Tuesday, so I promised her I would bring her back. And for those who may not have heard you last week, just kind of tell them a little bit about yourself. Would you do that?
Okay. My name is Ella Gray. I'm 42 years old. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My husband and I, and with family, relocated to Atlanta, Georgia. I think it's been about 11 years now. between my husband and I, we have 7 children. 5 of them are adults. And 6 grandkids, and my favorite food is French fries.
All right, sounds great. Okay, so now I remember that when we had the conversation years ago, when you said, I am going to open a group home, and you've done that. So why did you want to open a group home?
Because mainly because I wanted to give the girls, you know, what I didn't have growing up. And, you know, because I grew up in a dysfunctional household, dysfunctional environment. And as I grew and learned better and God showed me better, I wanted to share that with girls that, you know, basically grew up like how I grew up. And I wanted to give them, show them how to live on purpose, you know, and show them how to basically embody the Holy Spirit for guidance.
Absolutely wonderful. That is wonderful. And I know we talked about the name of a phenomenal girls group home. And it's just phenomenal.
Right.
Actually.
Most definitely.
And I know last week, we're not going to repeat the show that we did last week. However, I'm certainly going to invite our listeners to go back to last Tuesday and listen to that show. You'll get a few additional details. But I know you were talking about you're looking for organizations, corporations, individuals to donate, to help you out a little with the girls, as you are a nonprofit. Let me ask you this. You say I'm so excited about this. Listen, what type of volunteers are you looking for? Who would be your best type of volunteers?
Oh yeah, we need executive director assistant with experience, with you know either being on the board or you know experience in HR or admin, something in that category. We need program director, project management team, fundraising team, a social media manager, and a strategist. It's very, very important for us. We really do need that, yes, like yesterday.
So how can they actually reach out to you? Do you have a website, or what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, they can go on our website at info@pgh.org, or they can email me, ellagray@pgh.org. My personal number is 678-887-7980. We also have a volunteer application on our website as well. And then even when you get on our website, it has a subscribe notification that's going to pop up immediately. And that way that you can keep up with all of the new things and all of the new things that's going on with PGH. Now I don't do newsletters. I do a vlog for my for everyone that subscribes to that to that newsletter.
Listen, everyone, the website. Once you go to the website is absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful user friendly website, so it's very, very nice. And I know you mentioned all the types of volunteers. I'm sure since it's such an array of volunteers, I'm sure with the listening audience, people are kind of plugging in on one area or the other, like, oh, yeah, I might be able to help do this and help do that. And so that is wonderful. And I know you're definitely some corporate donors, I know you mentioned. Who do you think that would make the best corporate donors for you, or partners, if you will? What type of businesses, or who do you think?
From the research that we have done, it only will be corporations that cater to our programs, basically, you know, because, you know, they have different corporations that cater to different programs. So it's only the ones that cater to our programs and the type of things that we need. And they can find out about the programs on our website that we have. I know one of them is a 12-week mentorship program, which a lot of corporations, they, you know, cater to programs that mentor. So That's most definitely, that's one of our very, very important ones, our mentoring program.
Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about that, just for the benefit of the listeners that are listening this evening that may not have actually listened, you know, last week. They could be new listeners. So tell us a little bit about what the program does so they will have a little better understanding so they can kind of see where they fit or if they indeed would make the best partner for you. So kind of elaborate a little bit on what the program consists of, you know, the different modules maybe or something for the girls.
Yeah, well, we'll be having on the girls are going to be have activities like cooking classes. They're going to have entrepreneur classes in the 12-week mentorship program, business education activities and curriculum. Lord, I think I forgot. There's a lot of them, different ones. We're going to have a lady that. It has a lady that will teach them. She has a phlebotomy class also. If they want to join, we'll basically get some information early on in this early stage if they do want to, you know, be a phlebotomist. So she's going to be helping them out in that curriculum. we're going to do some camping in the curriculum, that 12-week mentorship program, once, you know, we get the approval from Arabian Mountain Nature Preserve Center, because that's where we're originally doing it in their center. Self-esteem. They're gonna have some self-esteem activities that we're gonna do where they're gonna do role model. It's a lot of it. I'm telling you, the curriculum, I would have to have a curriculum in front of me to explain. That 12 weeks. Yeah. Within that 12 weeks, they're gonna be doing a lot of self-awareness.
Wow.
Basically, they're gonna do in them 12 weeks.
Sure. So for those businesses that are out there and perhaps entrepreneurs that are out there listening, they know that this would certainly, you know, they'd be able to actually kind of feed in or partner with your type of group home. So that's basically why I wanted you to kind of give us some ideas or some examples of what they will be doing. And I remember you were talking about some of the girls that were going to be, I think there's a certification for the medical certification, is that correct, by the time they complete that program?
The girls that's between the ages of 17 and 18, they would get a $25 gift card from the health service that will be helping us with that, with our program. They're going to come in and give them a health test survey. And then after they do the survey, they get the $25 gift card to Walmart. Mm-hmm. And I also want to add, after the 12-week mentorship program, the whole goal is for each girl to have their own personal mentor. So if anyone out there that will be interested in mentoring, help mentoring these girls, because we want to have them with a mentor for at least a year. Well, at least 3 years, but that one mentor can be there for at least a year, and then if they want to switch over or bag out, we'll have other mentors in line. But we want to be able to mentor these girls for at least 3 years at the most, for at least 3 years. So if anybody, you know, want to dedicate that time, I mean, they can get in touch with me, and we can move forward with that.
Wonderful. And give everyone the website again.
www.pgh.org.
Okay. And so they'll may have people that are going to the website now to take a look at it. And as I said before, it is an absolute beautiful website. And, wow, it just sounds so exciting, absolutely exciting. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. And then we will be right back in just a moment. And you have time to, you know, text people, let them know that the show is on. It's about you. And it's just a wonderful program. So we'll ask you to please stay tuned. Do not go anywhere, okay? We'll be right back.
Welcome to our home, our phenomenal girls group home, where our ultimate goal is to prepare every girl ages 5 to 18 for life by nurturing her development physically, mentally, and spiritually. In order to ensure our girls' success, we need your help. If you're a corporation, business, or individual, please go to pggh.org to see how you and your organization can donate. Every little bit helps us serve our girls. Because when you donate, we can support our most vulnerable girls while building up our community. Once again, go to pggh.org or call 678-887-7980. Phenomenal Girls Group Home. Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. Welcome to Shamar Consultants, LLC, and thank you for taking the time to visit our site. Did you know that having a professional website can help you increase sales? So now ask yourself this question: can I afford not to have a professional website? By combining the creativity of our designers with the precision of consultants, we develop custom solutions that achieve results and expose you to thousands of new clients. Shamar Consultants is committed to developing successful business solutions. We believe a great custom website should provide a great online user experience, improve your professional image, keep your audience informed, increase your business inquiries and revenue, allow your client to easily access your product information, and work proficiently. Whether you need a small personal website or a big corporate portal, Shamar Consultants will provide you with an innovative Web 2.0 solution. We are always prepared for any non-standard request and ready to come up with a possible solution. ShamarConsultants.com, www.shamarconsultants.com, www.shamarconsultants.com. This commercial is produced by MissDonnaSpeaks.com, MissDonnaSpeaks.com. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. Demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
Okay.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5188. 5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back. In case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We have the founder of the Phenomenal Girls Group home with us, and she is giving us her information regarding her group home. I wanted to ask, I have an email here. It says, Miss Donna, Miss Ella's group home sounds nice. What ages do you have to be to stay there? And this comes from Betsy, and she has thank you. Thank you for that, Betsy.
Hello?
So can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, did you hear the question from Betsy?
Yes, I heard it. I heard it.
Oh, okay.
They have to be ages. We start at 5, and they will age out at 18, but we can also take girls that's already like 17, about to turn 18, because we're going to have a different program for those girls to be able to be in another program after they leave us to their 25.
Okay, so thank you, Betsy, for that. And so let me ask you this. I know you mentioned donating. Can individuals donate as well as businesses?
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am. Sure again.
Okay. All righty. I'm sure people may be thinking about that because we've mentioned businesses before. So it just, listen, you guys, if you have not had an opportunity, go ahead and check out her website, which is pggh.org. So check out her website. And is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about the group home that they may not know, that you may not have covered? Because I think you covered pretty much everything last week, but I just wanted to bring you back just to make sure that nothing was left out. And I do want to go
no,
to the phone.
Yeah,
now. Okay, let's see if we can pick up the phone caller. Extension 5128. 5128, and I'll say the last four digits of your phone number, 5128. Okay, they may be just listening, which is fine. Let me see. Extension 8791. 8791, hello. Hello. All right, they may be just listening as well, which is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Okay, wow. I am just so glad you were able to come back and join us, Ella, and what would you like to leave the audience with, our listeners? Anything in particular you would like to share with them? And listeners, we thank you for certainly coming back to listen to this show. It's our follow-up show that we had. And I want to encourage you, too, to please go back and listen to last Tuesday's show, which was June 6th. Second, when Ella was on as well.
I just wanted to add that we do accept in-kind donations as well.
Okay. All right, and I'm sure people would like to know about that as well. Okay. All righty. So you all please go to the website, pggh.org. All right. And Ella, thank you so much for your time and coming back. And
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I wish you all the best. It's a wonderful program. And as I slashed you or last week, that phenomenal, that word phenomenal, it's a phenomenal program. They'll be phenomenal girls as well.
Yes, ma'am.
How exciting. And do keep us updated, okay? And if you want to come back and kind of give us an update on how things are coming along, I would certainly I'll welcome you back to do that as well.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You are so welcome. And, listeners, thank you so much for joining us again this evening. We certainly do appreciate it. In fact, when you call us or when you send messages to us, we appreciate that. We thank you so much. We're glad you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know, okay? And we appreciate it greatly when you tell your friends and family about our show. After all, of course, you know our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time, and we can only do that with your help. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in on this evening. Good night, take care, and God bless. And continue, if you're in Georgia, make sure that you go out and vote, okay? And whenever that comes to your state, please go out and vote, especially if you've been protesting. So we just hope everyone that protests certainly goes out and votes. When you are protesting, your voice is heard, but when you vote, your voice is also seen. So make sure you go out and do that and be safe. Okay? Good night. Take care.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.